Rachel, thanks so much for joining me.
Great to be here.
Now, you used to be an editor, right?
I would be involved in editing, proofreading, also laying out the pages and processing photos. But my primary responsibility was being lead editor. Basically, it was down to me to collate all the stories for each day's paper. Some would, of course, come directly from reporters, but the rest would come in from a subscription news service such as AP, AFP, and Reuters. I then had to sift through 300 or 400 and choose which ones go on page one, which ones would be shunted to the inside pages, and which ones would never see the light of day.
So, what was the biggest challenge of your job?
Well, you had to be on the ball regarding current affairs, both domestic and global. Imagine, for example, running a story that another paper had splashed across the front page the day before, or not running a breaking news event. You also had to ensure that you didn't suddenly stop running a developing story that the paper had been following for a few days. Trust me, readers not only notice such things, they'll tell you about it in no uncertain terms. But since they are paying your salary, you have to take such criticism on the chin when it happens.
And did this happen often?
Only very occasionally, I'm relieved to say.
Glad to hear it. So what did you enjoy the most about the job?
I don't think the term enjoy is appropriate, but in terms of adrenaline, it was when a really major event happened on your watch. Unfortunately, most big events in news terms tend to be something negative, like a factory explosion, a terrorist attack, or a mass shooting. Obviously, you wish such things would never happen, but of course they do. So when they happened in real time, you really had to work fast, collating all the latest updates, reworking the front page, changing the layout in some cases, ensuring that all the staff were up to speed. This was no easy task and would often demand constant coordination with the other editors. On top of that, trying to report such news impartially was often tough. Some stories really tear at the heartstrings, but in news reporting, you want to try and let the reader make up their own minds. There is plenty of room for subjectivity in opinion pieces and editorials.
How has the information age affected the newspaper business?
From the reader's perspective, I think it's had a detrimental effect on journalism. News services, both print and online, are under so much pressure to fill space and stay ahead of the pack, they will accept poorly researched and poorly written pieces of pseudo-journalism. In fact, they are more willing to turn a blind eye to the truth being stretched. In that sense, it has become harder for readers to distinguish fact from fiction. Recently, people have become more skeptical about what they read, and I don't blame them.
Well, Rachel, that was a fascinating insight. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing that Rachel found especially challenging about her job? Number 27. How does Rachel feel about the effects of the information age?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.